Christ is all and in all. So wrote the Apostle Paul, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, when he wrote to the Colossians, Christ is all and in all. Someone else has expressed it thusly, in Christ I have love that can never be fathomed, life that can never die, righteousness that can never be tarnished, peace that cannot be understood, rest that can never be disturbed, joy that can never be diminished, hope that can never be disappointed, glory that can never be clouded, light that never can be darkened, happiness that can never be interrupted, strength that can never be enfeebled, purity that can never be defiled, wisdom that can never be baffled. Christ is all and in all. But the big question today, friend of mine, are you in Christ? There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. There is Christ for sickness and Christ for health, Christ for poverty and Christ for wealth, Christ for joy and Christ for sorrow, Christ today and Christ for tomorrow, Christ for life, Christ for light, Christ for morning, noon, and night, Christ when all around me gives way, Christ my everlasting stay, Christ my rest, and Christ my food, Christ my highest good, Christ my well-beloved, my friend, Christ my Savior, Christ my Lord, Christ my portion, Christ my God, Christ my good shepherd, I his sheep, Christ himself my soul doth keep, Christ my leader, Christ my peace, Christ hath given my soul release, Christ my righteousness divine, Christ for me, for he is mine, Christ my wisdom, Christ my meat, Christ restores my wandering feet, Christ my advocate and my priest, Christ who ne'er forgets the least, Christ my teacher, Christ my guide, Christ my rock, in Christ I hide, Christ the everlasting bread, Christ his precious blood has shed, Christ has brought me nigh to God, Christ the everlasting word, Christ my master, Christ my head, Christ who for my sins hath bled, Christ my glory, Christ my crown, Christ the plant of great renown, Christ my comforter on high, Christ my hope is ever nigh, Christ is coming in the air, Christ come quickly is my prayer. Indeed, the apostle knew that of which he spoke when he said to the Colossians, Christ is all and in all. And further to the Philippians he wrote, for me to live is Christ. And to the Galatians, not I, but Christ. I'd like to ask you today, friend of mine, do you, by the grace of God, know this one of whom we are speaking, the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal God who was manifest in the flesh, the eternal God who lived as man among men, God's ideal man and man's ideal God? He lived apart from sin because he was God, sinless and holy, pure and undefiled. And yet at the cross of Calvary he died, bearing in his holy body, pouring out his holy soul, that sinners and rebels like us might have redemption, forgiveness, cleansing, might be made new creatures in Christ. Friend of mine, today he has for you a gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Receive Christ. Be born again. He'll give you eternal life. And the Word of God says in Christ, you can know that you have eternal life. May he bless you to do so this day. Amen.